Jack Black, he had dated back in the 90s Kathy Griffin, and I had no idea those two were a couple, but she actually shared a funny story about their relationship and discovered a gross habit that he had.
This is a picture of me and my then boyfriend, Jack Black, who you probably know mostly from School of Rock. So he was the first boyfriend I ever had where other bros thought I was cool because I was dating him. And by the way, dating is a very loose term. He used to have this apartment in Vermont. So one night I spent the night there, and the next day I'm in the shower, and I remember saying to him, I get off on the bath mat and I said, I need a shower towel. And he goes, you're standing on it. You guys, that's straight, guys. He had one bath mat / towel that he used for both, and that was it. So naturally, I kept sleeping with him.
Basically, he used his bath mat as both a towel, a rug, he had one bath mat, and then he
didn't have any towels at all.
Maybe he just had one towel. And that was to be used for the bath mat and for the towel to dry you off.
That's awful.
Yeah. So
how long did he live like that before he broke down and got actual towels?
I don't know. It's like.
And then what kind of a moment was that when he realized, oh, this is easier than trying to dry myself with a rug?
With a rug, yes.
I mean, what a life-changing experience that must have been when he first used a towel.
I know. It must have been life-changing. But
yes.
Thought it might be funny. What are the grossest habits of your ex that maybe you
Aaron,
can recall?
I relate. Yeah. Leaving his socks and t-shirts anywhere. Leaving the toilet seat down when he pees. I have sat in his pee several times.
Oh, gosh.
Those are the two that come to mind. I will call out my son on that one.
Mm.
He is my husband will lift the
he
closes the lid though, and I'm like, why are we closing the lid? Because it just, what if there's an emergency and you need to go really quick and you're running in there like, the lid's closed, and then you got to fumble with that, and
I'm not going to necessarily come down on him for closing the lid.
I do.
Okay.
It's inconvenient.
Okay.
It's inconvenient if you're in a hurry.
What's your partner's or your ex's? Maybe let's just say ex's. All right. What's your ex's grossest habit? Linda said, had dinner at his house once. At the end, my plate still had a bunch of food on it. I went to go scrape it off in the garbage so I could wash the dishes. And he just said, just leave it next to the sink. A few weeks later. You already know where I'm going.
No.
I was back at his house and noticed that my plate was still there with all my leftover food still on it.
Come on. Instantly, I would break up. Yeah, instantly.
My wife had some roommates in college, and they had like an apartment, right? And I remember coming over, and one of her roommates, it wasn't my wife, but one of her roommates still had macaroni and cheese that they had made on the stove.
I can't.
But the macaroni and cheese, the wooden spoon was sticking straight up because it had solidified because it had been there so long.
No, can't.
And I was like, I cannot. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, no. I can't.
Oh, shoot.
Nope.
Now listen, Heather. Realtor Keith, that's not a gross habit. Dating a woman that loved to eat Subway meatball sandwiches with extra pickles. Listen,
not the same thing.
No, it's not the same thing.
Not the same thing.
You can use pickles and put pickles on anything. And by the way, the Subway meatball sandwich, the best way to do it is with a little of that shredded lettuce and some banana peppers. Trust me, if you haven't tried it that way, chef's kiss.
Great. I got another text. She had the same toothbrush for a year.
What, we got to change it?
Yeah, you're supposed to.
Yeah, I mean, right. I mean, you're supposed to change it like every couple months or when the bristles start to wear down. Some of the toothbrushes even have that little like color indicator that when it gets
like,
worn
time
off,
to change it.
It's time to change it. Right.
Yes. Oh, Heather, my ex would always pass gas very loudly and then pull the covers over my head and pin me down. I wanted to puke.
Heather! You just got hotboxed.
Yep.
You just got hotboxed on a regular basis.
Yes.
All right. Here, I tell you what. Let's take some more of these, all right? Because we're starting to get several texts in.
502- Many from the bathroom.
795-1997. So what was your ex's grossest habit? We'll take more of your stories coming up. Grossest thing your ex did. 9970JX. I will say there is a lot of potty responses to
Lots
this.
Lots of bathroom.
We'll clean this up and we'll use this and Laura's as kind of a blanket one because she kind of cleaned it up a little bit. Said my ex abided by the if it's yellow, let it mellow, but not the if it's brown, flush it down.
Oh, no, no, no.
So disgusted by him even thinking about it now.
Oh, no.
He just let it all mellow.
Oh, no.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, wow.
That is terrible.
Got another text. Without ever warning me, my ex would pop a pimple and then show me like, well, look what came out.
Oh,
and
oh.
Then try to wipe it on me.
Well, yeah. What else are you going to do with it? Right?
So gross.
What else are you going to do with it?
Got another text. My ex used to blow snot on the wall in the shower and actually got mad at me and said that's completely normal when I was horrified by it.
Now, there's something to be said about knowing how to, you know, do the old snot rocket when you're, you know, outside maybe, you know, and it's cold outside and your nose is running, right? But the technique is you got to make sure that you do it over your shoulder, but you do it over your shoulder and there's no one behind you when you're doing
it. What is the matter with you? You get a Kleenex.
Well, no, if you're running or you're doing an activity outside and you don't have a Kleenex, you know, you got to get rid of that stuff, right?
You take some. If you know that could happen, take some Kleenex.
Kelly,
ahead. What is the matter with you?
Kelly, no one does that.
Another reason why I don't run.
No one does that.
Sarah said, reason why I don't do that.
Sarah said, my last ex stopped brushing his teeth at some point in our relationship.
Just stopped altogether?
I had to constantly remind him to do so, and most of the time he put up a fight about it like a child would.
Yeah, you're not his mom.
I couldn't kiss him, let alone anything else, because
yep,
of how disgusting his breath was. Ugh.
Yeah.
That is disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Lexi said, my ex used to play tackle football every Sunday with his grown man friends. They're about 35. And then he'd invite them over to our house after the game. They'd be all sweaty and messy and gross and just sit all over my house, sit on my stools, on my couch with all their sweat. And he even offered to drive them to our house so my car smelled bad all the time. I asked if they can put some towels down on the couch. My ex-boyfriend say that's rude.
That's rude.
That's rude.
Why would we put towels down and prevent them from feeling the luxury of your couch?
Right.
All right. So that's good. Thank you for the calls and stories on that. What your gross ex and what they do on 99.70 JX.